we were discussing this, the Ran yesterday. So I just left off that the Yad Yehuda says a different shot on the Ran. This first swar of the Ran, I just want to go through the Yad Yehuda's shot. The Yad Yehuda's shot, how he understands the Ran. Avi. So he says very portion of the Kuba. He says you have this pot. Right? So we don't say you have a pot full of water. We don't say that the tom comes out of the walls of the pot and goes into the first molecules of water, the first clump of water, and then the tom goes in that clump of water to the next clump of water. So I should argue the tom comes out, it goes to water, and then to water, and then to water. So it's not right after that. Obviously, we don't argue that. We understand. We look at it that the fusion of tom is going into the contents of the pot simultaneously. So Zakhtar Ran, I stick a plate into the pot. The infusion of tom from the walls of the pot into the plate is not a secondary tom. It's not the tom of going through the water and then into the plate. The same way I don't say it's going from water into water. It's not going into water into plate. That's all one infusion of tom. The infusion of tom is everything simultaneously. Okay, and now that tom goes in, that tom is a tom shani. But when it goes in, it's going in as the pleat of a tom rishon. The same way I cannot put cheese into my pot, or over here the case where there's a milchaka pot, I can't put meat into the pot and argue, listen, it's an opera or not. There's a nesinus tom of milk is into the pot. The nesinus tom of milk is coming out of the pot, so it's an opera or not, it's mutter replacement. That's not true. There is the whole that's an opera or not is only after it's already in there, I want to move it into the next step. That is the din of napra or not. But if the tom is coming out as a milchaka tom going into fleishings, it's a problem. So if this plate has bliya of basar in it, the bliya of basar is absorbing a tom directly from the pot. That's a problem. Mashenkin, the Kohen Yad Yehuda said, Masha Enke, that which once it's I put it into the dogim, the tom bosser into the dogim, and later on that tom has to come out, that's tom shani. It's already a tom shani. Fine. That's how Yad Yehuda understands the Ran. In the Lashon of the Ran, the man Leimelon, I mean, the current way he's saying, that's always how it happens. So the man Leimelon, it didn't happen this. It happened like that. Okay, V'oid. The Ma'ayat Shrin and Apar Na'at, La'am Vishum, the Sarvi, the Tam, Arishin, Eno, Mispashat, V'hoilat, Arashlishi. Kikain, Afila, Bashari, Surim, Na'am, Yilei, Ne'am, Ahokhi. The man, the less they cannot. Okay. There is a Shilas Rishonim which learns where we mekal between the Shilas Tam of Heter and a case of not bring up by Yisur. So why is Yisur different than Heter? So there is a Mahalach which the Ran is saying that that's not true to say the following. There's a concept in Halacha of Chanan, Chetichon Nasas Nevela. By Basa Mechalim, it's the Raisa. By Shari Yisurim, it's a Mechalik, is whether it's Asur or it's Asur it's at all, or if it is Asur, it's Asur Min Rabbana. Some Mishan holds that there's no Din Chanan by other Yisurim at all. Some say there is. So what's Chanan? I cook both. basar and chalav together. A person cooks basar and chalav together. So the result is a combination of basar and chalav. So the problem is not that there is a tam basar in the chalav. The problem is not that there's a tam chalav in the basar. The problem is that the combination of the two is an issur in the Torah. So now it's its own egg and issur. That's the rechama. Nafkimino. So, if milk goes into a drop of milk goes into a piece of meat, and there's not shishin timavatel the drop in the milk. So the problem here is not that there's a drop of milk in the meat. The problem is this piece of meat is basar b'chalav. So now you need shishin timavatel the whole piece of meat. Let's say it wasn't basar b'chalav. There was some raita, there was some gravy from nevela, which drops into the piece of meat. So, do I say the problem is not that there's some the gravy of the nevela inside the piece of meat? The whole meat is now infused with, and it becomes the meat. The whole piece of meat becomes the issur. I know how much nevela went in, so I mix it now with other. What's the shir bittul? Is the shir bittul connected the whole piece of meat, or the shir bittul connected the drop of nevela inside the piece of meat? So if you hold chaticha nas nevela, the whole piece becomes nevela. So now you need shishin to be batel. If you hold that you don't say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surah, so you don't need shishin connected the whole piece of meat. You just need shishin connected the drop of nevela inside the piece of meat. Okay. Step number one. Let's say I say chetika nas nevela, even by other isurim. So by basar b'chalav, that's clear. The more you say chetika nas nevela, eshel seta osur chetika nas nevela by basar b'chalav. Good. By shari isurim, b'chalav should be shari. Not the rice. It's the rabbanon. I have a heter. Now, next step. I have a pot. There are blias in the pot. Pots are used for heter. There's blias in it, etc. Now, there's iser which is absorbed into the pot. So iser goes into the pot. So, what's usher now? Is it that there is, if I hold chetika nas nevela b'shari isurim, so I say, well, all the blias inside the pot just became, they absorbed this blia of isur, so now all the blias are isur. Or I can't use the pot because there is a blia of isur in it. But not that all of the blias inside the pot become isur. So, even if I hold chanan b'shari isurim, do you say chanan and blias? We're going to discuss that. We go back to Saudi Al. Let's say you argue that you say Blias, you say Chanan and Blias. So you say Chanan Mishari Surim, you say Chanan and Blias, right? So the time which is in the pot, the time itself which is in the pot is there are, well, even leave it out, please, right? Tom Isser goes in, Tom Isser goes out, it goes into the water. Put out on the water. So I never can get to Tom Shaney because that Tom comes out and announces the water. Okay, now the water then touches something else. So right, you say Chanan. So if you hold that you say Chanan b'shari surim, so I could argue the reason why there's no din heter not b'nat b'shari surim is because that everybody's masking the tam rishon, the tam which is coming out when it comes out is problematic. So if it's problematic and has a karet to generate dinim, I cannot cook cheese inside my flesh and kapat, arguing it's not b'nat. Right? There's a tam basar going in there. There's a tam, now it's the what's coming out of the tam sheni. So tam sheni going to cheese is okay. Nobody said that. whereas as it's coming out, when it's coming out, it's a tarishin coming out, that kayak that it has is a kayak to create Yisurim. Well, let it create Yisurim, that Bliya which is coming out, even if you say Chanan on the Bliyas, but the Bliya of Isser in there is Isser. It's coming out and Asering the next step. So a person cooks the veil in the pot, and then he cooks fish in the pot. So that fish has Tom the veil in it, Chatikanas in the veil. The fish becomes awesome. So I understand why by Shari Surim you don't say not bar not. But if you don't say Chatikanas by Shari Surim, but we're still saying by Shari Surim there's a din of not that there's no din of not bar not, so what is that? So tell me that the flavor cannot transfer multiple times at all. That's not true. It's not Chanan. The fish is not becoming a shtick of Nevela. The fish has Tam Nevela in it. Now I take the fish and I infuse the flavor of the fish into something else. So we got a problem because there's Tam Nevela in it. I understand the Tam has a limit how far it could go. No, that's not true. So the fact that you say Chatichanas Nevela by Isser tells me that we're very comfortable saying the flavor moves multiple times. That's the point they're on to say. So if so, the Ma'ad Shrein and not by not, La Mishum the Savri the Tam Arishan and Enom Ispashet Rehelakad Ashlishi. It's not the Pshat is we can't say the flavor which came out from the pot can't reach stage three. Goes from the pot into the fish, and it comes to the fish. Wants to go into the kutak. I'm sorry, there's no time here to go into the kutak. That's not true. Because if that would be true, why by Shari Yisurim? You can't fill it by Shari Yisurim. Not me name Mahachim. The last day Chanan. See, if you hold a Chanan, there's a different argument. But if you don't hold a Chanan by Shari Yisurim, so why don't you say not by not by Yisur? Vanan Lashrin Elabe Basa Becholav Chiyotzibay. The Habib Beis Nois the Tam Shal Heter. So what's the word? Hilkach. Zataran. Okay, so that's not the pshat. So what is the pshat? Why is Heter different than Yisur? Davka Keshatam Sheni Omad Beheter Belo Taruvus Cholav Amin and Hachi. The heter of not by not is it went from one stage to a second stage, still being heter. Then it goes to the third stage as heter. That heter doesn't require the creatus. But over here in stage two, Alakan Shatam Hashem Lo Yomid Bifnei Atzma Klal Al Shatekim Shabal Lo Oilam Yisar B'Tamas Shalcholov. There's much of the inflation flavor coming out. There's also mythical flavor coming out. They're meeting immediately. So that case is going to be a problem. Okay. Zok the shach. Okay. So that's why we're machmer by Bishul in cooking / cleaning the fleishig plate in the milk and kapat. So if that's the reasons, Zok the Shach, I don't believe that those would apply in the situation of Iri. So in the situation of Iri, we're just getting back to the Rivon. And the Rivon should hold, we should, according to our minig, Bidi Avonich Mimotr. So, furthermore, once I'm telling you that we don't ask, we're not machmer the sheet of the Rivon and the Gabi Kalim, weiter. So the Gabi Kalim went off the machmer. So Iri should not generate a problem when you're being pouring from a part of a food, liquid in a Ben Yomo Milchagapat, pouring onto a clean fleishiger plate, should be water. Okay, das is we had to the era we creation shall boster al shakhol of mutter. Nearly the halacha, he accepts the argument of this. No pun intended. Okay, he says in logic they seem to make sense. To do irui on the behalf of ruba, they say sorry, yesh tisim chalav. Ad kan shuman tushy shigam shubas masas binyamin posa kei mechel romach b'se ena elamin masmiim. So lemaisa he holds the irui is mutter. Now let's just cashman out the cheshbon of the shach. The shach says that the two swaras of the ran do not make sense in a scenario of irui. Right, so the argument that the transfer flavor goes, the first argument of the round, where the Yad Yehuda learns that the transfer flavor goes to everything inside the pot simultaneously, therefore when it's inside of the pot, it's getting a direct transfer flavor from the walls of the pot, because it's moving out into everything simultaneously. Okay, but now that flavor is sitting there, and you're pouring it out into something else. So, in that situation, that argument of the Ran doesn't apply. And according to the second swar of the Ran, that it has to be first noch, the water is the problem. The water already has a flavor sitting in it. So that flavor which is sitting in the water is now being transferred to something else through Irui that doesn't apply. Is that uncomfortable with that? And Rebbe used to say a little louder, please.
What's Rebbe mean by doesn't apply?
The Shach is arguing that both of the swaras of the Ran don't apply. So that both swaras of the Ran don't apply when you take the item out of the pot, you put it into something else. Okay. Right? Got it. What about a case you're doing Irui? She says also both swaras don't apply. Let's talk through the swaras in the case you take the item out, and we'll talk about a case of Irui. So the first swar, where the Yad Yehuda learns, that the infusion of flavors to everything from the pot simultaneously. The pot is infusing flavor throughout its contents, mibasachas. It's not multiple stages. So that flavor is a direct nesina of flavor from the walls of the pot into the plate. And the plate happens to be milk a plate, or a fleshing a plate. So there's real tam, there's absorption of tam, of fleshings in the plate. There's the direct tam of the cholov coming out from the walls of the pot into the plate. Problematic. Masha Ein Kein, if the contents of the pot, the flavor then settles into it, then you take the contents out of the pot and you put it onto the third step, that's already, it's not infusion directly from the walls of the pot, because that's already finished. Now you're taking what has received an infusion, it's a not bar not, and you're taking it and trying to infuse weiter. That's the not bar not. According to the second swara, that's not much what he says. The second swara says that there needs to be a stage of it settling to have the not bar not. So in the first scenario, you don't have that. Now, once I take it to somewhere else, I clearly have that. What about Irui? So he's saying the same thing. What's happening is first the flavor is going into the water. So his first sword. The point is the infusion of flavor is all simultaneous. But over here it's not simultaneous. First the flavor goes into the water. Then you pour from the water onto the plate. That's the second stage. So it's not simultaneous. According to the second argument, the point is that it has to settle first. Well, it's settled. The flavor is settled into the water. And now that secondary flavor, which is in the water, is trying to then be taken somewhere else and affected. So it doesn't apply in the case of Irui, right?
When a person does Irui, does the liquid leave the first place entirely before it starts touching the second place? Or is it a bridge between both? Does it make a difference how fast the Irui is?
So in halacha, we differentiate between something called nifsek hakiluach and lo nifsek hakiluach. if you pour, and then by the time it reaches the bottom, it's not connected to the top, so a person can pour, tilt it upwards, there's no connection between that water, which is now, it's in the air, coming down, it's not connected back, connected back. That's nifsek hakiluach. Or you're pouring, so there's a continuous pour, so there's a flow of liquid from the top to the bottom, which is connected back. So why is Eri Kli Rishon Mevashel Kedei Klipot? So the Rishonim say, because the reason why Kli Sheni is not Mevashel is because it doesn't have defanis, it doesn't have walls. Whereas the Kli Rishon has the walls, the heated walls, Kli Rishon, even Shlal Eish. Kli Rishon Eish cooks. And I don't need a Kiddush for that. That's Bishul. You cook things on a fire. Take the Kli Rishon off of the Eish. So it still has a Kach of Bishul. Why is that? Because since the walls are hot, so it's continuing to in part heat into the contents. So the Kach of Bishul and the contents comes because it's connected back to the hot walls. I put the klisheni. The klisheni, the walls already are not hot. It was not a leish. It doesn't have its own heat. The walls get hot, but that's the opposite. That's the flame. That's the heat of the food being dissipated into the walls. So that's the opposite effect of Kayach Bishul. Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kedei Klipot, which is Mishayim, but we assume that Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kedei Klipot because even though there's a concept of Tatogavar, which the bottom one is strong, but the water betzim has a kayach bishul, which can still connect it back to the defanis of the Kli Rishon. So we're arguing that the defanis of the Kli Rishon can affect bishul down below because the water is connected. Obviously, only if it's connected. So in the case of when it's a kiluach, Kli Rishon is mevashel kedei klipot. Now, you want to know in regards to
Shach's Ira, is it even if it's Lein Hefsek?
We're talking even Lein Hefsek, yeah. That's the whole discussion here is Lein Hefsek.
So, why don't you have the first Svar of the Ran? That's still.
That's why I asked. Is everybody comfortable with what I just said? Your answer is no, okay.
If it's Hefsek, I can go off, so then it's not connected.
Right, so the Chara, what did the Shach say? The Shach said that Iri, the Sar doesn't apply. So let's restate the Ad Yudas Hesber in the Ran. Okay, at 1 o'clock, I have a very precise clock, at 1 o'clock, 1000, I take this Fleishig plate, I put it into this boiling milk kapat, and there's an immediate effusion of Tom from the walls of the milk kapat, not only into the water but to all the contents which are in there. That infusion is considered one process. That infusion is one process. So there's an infusion from the walls of the kadera into the plate, and that's problematic because that's a direct infusion. It's all one infusion. Okay, now it sits there. So new scenario. There's no plate in there, there's just water in there. Right? The water's been sitting and boiling for 10 minutes. Now it's 1:10. I pour the water out onto a plate. Well, it's not an infusion because it wasn't simultaneous. When's the moment of the simultaneous? Because of that 10 minutes ago it was boiling, but it's still connected to the walls. So the flavor is very, 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 very the Kayach of Tam, one of the many confusing things about the Lach of Kayach of Tam is that Tam never seems to dissipate. Right? What do I mean? So I cooked in the walls already. So whatever flavor is in the walls came out already. So then the shach makes a lot of sense. The flavor which is supposed to be infused from the walls of the pots into the water happened already. 5 minutes later, I pour it out. Okay. But that's not how we look at it. We look at this flavor seems to have an inexhaustible supply of flavor. All of it comes out at the first moment. Maybe it all stays in, and maybe it comes out later moment. Both were macro everything. Any other possibility? How much came out? Well, whatever came out the first time, it's like coming out the second time. No. It can come out twice. You know, well, we'll get back to Sadi Gimbal. You stick your spoon in twice, you need two times shishim. How do you need two times shishim? on one spoon's worth. Okay? Because that's how time works. Moshe Chaim told me he said a good line. He says it's somewhere along the lines of Kabbalah. You know, this is the way it works. You know, you're learning Zohar right now. So if it would be true that that's what happens, as we said, the main infusion is the first moment of cocaine, and then later on it's already just it's there already. So that's true. Now the water is coming out. It's not the walls which are imparting flavor into the bottom plate. It's the water imparting. Well, the water is already the second stage. But why don't we argue that the tom is coming out? So, there's an interesting thing called Nitzuk Chibur. So you can more in multiple places in Shas. Which is this case. You're pouring something, it's considered a Chibur between the lower thing and the upper thing. So the Mora says that really Mikra than Nitzuk is not, it's not Chibur. Nitzuk and a Chibur. The Makor for Nitzuk Chibur is actually Mishnayos in Masechtas. Take a guess. You're never going to figure it out. If you don't know, you're not going to figure it out. It's like it's one of these guesses. Total dark. Mishnayos and where? Masechtas Makshirin, which deals with Hilchos Tumah and Tara of Kehil of that Mashke Kli Matama Mashke, and you have a case where you have. Mashka Tomei in the below, Mashka Torah above, and you pour. Do you say that the Mashka Tomei below is touching Melech Matam everything which is up above? That's also the Makar for Hilchos Zeya. The Makar for the Lacha that there's something called Zeya, right? Is it Mishnah Matam Mashirin? Where else would it be? Right? Deals with an issue of you go into a bathhouse and there's steam there. And if the water in the water was Tomei, the steam also ended up being Tomei. So the Rosh says, you see from that we look at the water as being the item itself. It says, and therefore, when you have steam of milk, it's considered milk itself. That's the Makor for Din Zeya. Mishnah Masechtas Mashirin. That's the beauty of Torah. It's like all over the place. But there's an interesting din in there are scenarios over there where you say that the upper one does affect the lower one. If the upper one is, for example, the upper one is hot and it pours to the lower one, it's and the lower one is cold, it's the time of the lower one. But if the upper one, now, in a scenario where just the liquid itself doesn't have the kach of being matamid, it has been matamid inside, it's mechubar to the kli lamala. The kach of the pouring from the kli lamala onto the mata is as if it's mechubar. So what's below is mechubar to the kli. It's matamid because of the kli. If the bottom one is also hot, the luck is that it's not, it remains tor. Because it has its own kayak, and it sort of pushes off the kayak of the lamala, and there's no din to it. So the paiskim shall sue from that din over there to over here. That there is a certain kayak of that which is lamata, which sort of is matka, that which is lamala. So, so that which we have, that cliche, that iri klirishin is mavashal. Some suggest that when you're pouring out the dabar rach, that kayak of chibur which is lamala makes sense. When the bottom itself is a kli to dabar kasher, it has its own kayak to a certain extent, so it's not affected by what's lamala. So what's affecting is not the kli which is lamala; it's the water which is coming to it. The water which is coming to it is an upper not. Absorb that. I'll give you a second to absorb that. Pun intended. Okay. What is the svara to say that I'd like to go weiter on this the next step of the Ramah. Okay. Fine. Ramah weiter. Okay, we're going to come back to Yeri in Sif Gimel. So, we're not finished with Yeri, but for now, that's enough. That's enough for now. Okay. Okay, so the shach adds over here. Involve. Perishachem ham a clear dogim is common. Kedisa v'toses v'rosh turish apreskim. Or b'shal some shteim common. If it says b'shteim motzasik also the kenitzlu. So if I have a hot plate and I put hot fish into a hot plate, hot being yatzel lettuce bo. However you define yatzel lettuce bo, however hot yatzel lettuce bo is. So the two of them, there's no cooling taking place. So then the transfer of tam from the plate into the fish is if it's as if it was nitzla, even though it's a plate, and the amount of tam in the plate is a minimal amount of tam. Again, let's go back. Let's review. The case was you took a piece of roast, or like Rashi says, it was roasted, or a davar gush, and you put it onto the plate. So that has a bit of like a kibushin. It can be mavliya into the plate. So mavliya tam into the plate. There's fleshing a tam in the plate. We still say in the original absorption of the plate. You say tatog over. So it's only absorbed kedei klipa. Tatog over. I learned tatog over right a little bit last month. Just to review that. The more as a discussion in case where you have a double kam and a double kar, and the two of them are interfacing. Do we look at the davar cham is overpowering the and warming up the cold item, and therefore it has a koyach to be uses koyach of chaim to be mavliya into it? Do you say that the davar kar is cooling the davar cham and preventing the koyach of bliya? So more differentiates between which one is in the stationary place in the bottom. The Tator has a stronger kayach in that interface than the law. One of those things which is a difference between how hot is hot and how cold is cold. How big is hot? How big is cold? Right? Very, very large hot item on top and a very small cold item on bottom. Vice versa. Right? Besides Pasha, the Gemara no chiluk. The Gemara does not make any chiluk in between Ilo and Tato, big and small, etc. But straight assumption in Allah, there's no difference. But we'll see that maybe there are some differences when we get touch on that in a different place. I don't want to get sidetracked on that. But the Mora says that even though Tatal Gavar, Ademekule, it's Mivlabala. It's going to absorb a certain amount while it's cooling, the Tatal is cooling the law. There is a transfer of time into the Tatal, a certain amount. How much can they clean? Just for information's What does klipa mean? So we're going to see the shurim of when there's in touch between iser hetter and milchus afleishigs. There are different shurim of how much you have to remove. There's something which you just have to scrape something off. That's less than klipa. You need greater. Okay, so you just need hadocha. Okay, so you can't do hadocha because the arav will make it absorb more. Depending how porous the item that you're washing off, it's easier to wash off an apple than to wash off a piece of bread. Right? So don't use a docha for a piece of bread, scrape some of it off. That is a madrega called klei klipa. Klei klipa means it's thick enough that you can take it off as one layer. So if I cut a layer which is a certain thickness and I peel it off, it'll come off intact. If it's too thin, it'll fall apart as I'm pulling it apart. So klei klipa is that shear. I think the parsley music soup is like, it's like an eighth of an inch. Then there's something called klei netila. Klei netila is the width of your thumb. Of the atzma. But there's a blia in this plate of klei klipa of fleshiks. Now I put my fish on top of it, so the hot fish can take out that blia. But the blia is, we're looking at it as a not burnout. Comes the shock and says, but if the plate is hot and it has a karta bima blia of its own, it's not just the fish pulling it out. But the plate has a karatimim of liya on its own. Its karatimim of liya that's the din of tzliya. It's imparting the actual flavor, not a secondary infusion. So now in the fish, there is that same tam which is in the plate, which that tam, you're not allowed to put milchix directly on the plate and eat it together with it. So you cannot eat the milchix together with the fish eye. Okay.
That the original
muscle
is
on the
place
on it. A case of a Kora means it's cliche. And
the
fact that the even though there are both questions, it's similar to I think so. Right. I mean, it's not limited. It's been to a Klee, right. Okay, now mechenim hoya a kli sheni special nitzel by the fgam shlo hoya by ben yomayim noigim lahet lechatkila lochlim amin hasheni. Next step. So it's ena ben yomayim. It's not some time lefgam because ena ben yomayim. So we're noigim lahet lechatkila lochlim amin hasheni. So the lashon of the Ramah sounds like that the het of the chatkila is stage two. If you did put in the edim ben yoma, you're allowed to then go eat it with the other min. But to prepare it in edim ben yoma pot for the purpose of eating it with the other min, that you can't do. So the heter is you're allowed to be go eat it with the min hasheni. But I have my milchiga pot. No, let's say I have my fleshiga pot, and I want to use the pasta mix it with cheese. So I want to cook it in a fleshiga and a benyama pot. So then take the contents out and mix them with cheese. So that Ramah is not saying that's mutter. The Ramah is saying if I did cook it in that pot. I said, oh, it's ena ben yomai. Okay, so no problem. I can take the pasta out and I can mix it with cheese. Whereas had it been a ben yomai pot, I can't do that. If I mix it with cheese, it's mutter ben yomai, but I cannot mix it with cheese. But ena ben yomai, the Ramah says that I'm going to allow you to stage two, mix it. But in regards to lechatchila, cooking it in an ena ben yomai pot, that I can't do.
Um,
Right, and that's what the Marshal, the Tazbah, but for the Marshal, Marshal says, even that you can't do. It's, we deal with Adam and Yom, but the same way as a Ben Yom. Now, not everybody agrees, not everybody learns. Some would say that you even mutz the chachila, that you can use Adam and Yom and the chachila for that purpose. We don't do that. No, I mean, well, I don't know. I'm not. I think you could. I take that back. I said no. I'm not sure that that's true. Yeah. Fine. Next, Davar Charif. B'chol zeh k'shamay chol eno Davar Charif. Oh, hi Davar Charif. K'gern shabishlo devorim charifim m'klish al-basr. Fil eno ben yomoy. So, you had a flesh kapat. You cut the Davar Charif in the flesh kapat. Now you want to, Davar Parav, Charif, in the flesh kapat. There's a gist over here. Imbishla b'cholov, oyser. Even if you, later on you combined it with cholov, it's still going to be oyser. Fill a bit of it. I think a samach negat a b'oser habalu b'hem. So Davar Charif doesn't have the heter of not pranat. Davar Charif takes out not a secondary tom and a weakened tom, it takes out the actual tom. The Vacharif takes a stale flavor and freshens it. So the Vacharif can take a stale flavor and freshen it even if it's not Barnat. You can do A, B, and B together. So how much do you need? You need Sama Kanega the boss. So if I know how much basar was absorbed, the isser is not the full contents of the pot, because there's no din of chanan. Chanan is only by isser. But this is heter. Right? There's fleshing of flavor in the power of a food. That's not isser. So we say there's part of a food which has fleshing of flavor in it. How much fleshing of flavor? So I knew the amount again. So we're saying, where's the fleshing of flavor? Fleshing of flavor is coming from the walls of the pot. So I have to know how much fleshing of flavor is in the walls of the pot. So, not in a scenario of Davar Charif, it's very easy. No, well, somewhat easy, right? How much did you use in the last 24 hours? So I cooked I cooked 5 ounces of meat in the pot earlier today. So that's not the fleshing of flavor, which is in it. 5 ounces. I used it the day before. It's irrelevant the day before, because that's not binyama. So if I would know what I used, I might not know that either, but if I would know what I used in the last 24 hours, I know how much time Boss already have to worry about. But now, by Davar Charif, we're worried about not only the flavor from the last 24 hours, we're about any fleshing of flavor which is in it. So, unless it's a Kedera Chadasha, and you just use it, you know, one time, 2 days ago, so you know how much you used, so how much time is there? So we assume that the walls are full of time. So there's enough space in the walls for all of the molecules of the walls and also be full of time. That's another thing, which magical thing that time can do. So, but then I have, but I can know, right? If I can figure out, you know, I can ask my mathematician to figure out for me exactly what is the volume of the walls of the pot compared to, it's not, so if I fill up my pot with 20 ounces of liquid, but it's not, there's not 20 ounces of wall, there's 1 ounce of wall, 2 ounces of wall, whatever the volume of the wall is. That's the amount of time Basar is in there. So you need shishim, that's the amount of time Basar which is in there. Now, if you mix that afterwards with milk, in the case of fleshing a pot, you would need shishim, to be mevatel the tam buster. There's an assumption in halacha that the contents of a pot are never shishim vis-a-vis the walls of the pot. Except for the more, as an example, something called the chush shadak has a very thin walls, but the average pot, we do not assume there's shishim in the contents of the pot vis-a-vis the walls. So if you do your, you ask your mathematicians, they can figure it out for you. There's a name for, there's a whole formula how to figure out the volume of something which is curved shape, but there's a hole in the middle. What's the volume of a donut? Right? There's a formula to figure out the volume of a donut. This is a big donut, right? Very thin walls with a big hole in the middle and a bottom. So there's a formula to figure it out.
Can the whole pot or just the area that the food was in?
Let's assume the area the food was in. There's some person who suggests nowadays that there are pots. You see, the larger your pot, the more ratio you're going to have. Right? A pot which is A wide, these big pots, it's only this thick, but there's a lot of water in the middle. So even though you added a lot of, right, pot is big, this big, so the chush adak, usually it would be relevant in a larger pot. So they do say nowadays we can make pots strong enough, you can make in the chush adak, yes. In your average kitchen situation, it's about 1 to 30. The average pot, it's not 1 to 60. Again, depending on the size of the pot, the ratio is going to change a little bit. Not a large, significant amount, but somewhat. Okay.
Measure with displacement. Just to put it in a big tub and see how much water comes up. Is that a valid way of measuring the thickness of the wall?
No, because what's displacing is also air, is also part of your displacement.
If you allow the water to go inside.
You allow the water to go inside. Yeah, you could do that. Right. The way that the Torah says you measure the shear of challah, the Mem Gimel Bei B'Chemish Beya, gives two ways of doing it. It says you take there's two ways of doing it. One second. One second. So displacement, the simple way of doing it, he says, is practically it's difficult. You fill a container up perfectly to the top, and then you start adding eggs in. And you have a second container. The first pot is sitting inside of a larger pot, larger container. You add eggs, take out. After you add your 43 and 1/5 eggs, take out the pot, measure the water which remains. For the mice, that's challenging because if you sometimes you throw it in, you get the displaces more than itself. You have to do it gently. So he suggests a different way of doing it. So I wonder if you could do the same thing over here. Theoretically, you could. Take a cleat, fill it with water, pour it out and measure it. Fill the cleat with eggs, pour the water back in until it gets to the top. Measure the remaining water in the second cleat, and you know how much water you can't pour back in. That's how much water was displaced. So I guess you can do the same thing over here. Okay, so he says you need shishim kinega the blue of a ham, because there's no dinner. When I say that you have a fleshig, a piece of potato kugel, See if you cook potato with fleshings, you have a fleshing, a piece of potato kugel. Right? You cook the, it's infused, there's a tam baser infused throughout it because it's been cooked directly with meat. Right? But if I'm saying that there's a blea of there's a blea of baser in it, like this scenario, it's not shot that the whole piece is with fleshing. It's a potato kugel, it's a part of potato kugel with a fleshing of tam inside of it. How much? Whatever the amount it absorbs. Right? So you need shishim kenega that. It has to be very sharp. So the Gra brings a makor for this over here in the Sukkot Yodalad to this Yisoid. Based the Gemara in Brachas. So the Gemara in Brachas talks about this, that there's this you have this mixture which has the Vash in it, and it has I don't remember what type of spice they use over there, which is cooked in a fleshig pot. So you're allowed to eat it. So not a fleshig pot. I'm sorry, a goyish pot, because it's ener ben yomoy. And so in the bidyavid, the flavor which went in is a nice and timely shvat. The fkamen is mutter. So the rishonim asked kashas the davar chorif. So the Mordechai says, so they said, what does it help me? The spice over there was something which is considered Davar Chorev. The answer is because there's other things mixed there as well. There's the Dvash, etc. So that didn't Davar Chorev, that it takes it Enabin Yoimai, that it makes it and it freshens the flavor, is only if it is Kulai Chorev and Rubik Kulai. So that's the makor for this concept of this concept. That's when it's mixed together as a mixture. You have the honey mixed together with this spice, etc. So we say, well, it's mixed together. It says it's not a davar chorev. If you would have separate items, I'm cooking a roast. And so I have the piece of meat, and I have some onions next to it. So even though if I ask you the roiv of the contents in this pot, in this is meat, but the onions are distinct and separate. So the argument of davar chorev that rubik kekulai, or roiv is not davar chorev, doesn't help you over here because each item is distinct and separate. But a case where it's combined together as a mixture, you made some type of a concoction, and then yes, we look at what roiv chorev is defining. So we're talking about the case of the fish. So I can have a case of a fish where I spice the fish with very spicy spices. So the fish has spices in it. Every case where I cook the fish with chaymetz and with onions and with other things, which the chaymetz and the onions are separate from the fish. Even the fish is the sweetest fish in the world, but the chaymetz is standing by itself. It's distinct. The onions are standing by themselves. They're distinct. So roiv and meat is irrelevant in that scenario. The scenario that he's discussing, davar chorev, roiv and meat, he's talking about that he's saying every time I spice something, it's problematic. I said, no, that's not true, because the mice is not rubai, it's not mostly spice. Mostly it's the food itself, but the spice is mixed in. But if I have a distinct, separate, well, you'll learn, Sadi Vav, you discuss what the status of onions is. how to record for our onions, but assuming an onion is not required for our purposes now, so that if it's going to be chopped up and mixed into your potato kugel, that's one definition. I said, well, rive is potatoes and oil and eggs and there's also onions and some other spices is a different point than I stick an onion and next to my piece of meat and I put it in a roasting pan. So the onion is doing its own thing independent of the meat. So that situation, even though there's rive, it's still called a double recorder vis-a-vis what the time that the onion would be getting. So let's say it wouldn't be with a piece of meat, because then it would be with something parv. I take a fleshig pan and I make some type of a cut up some onions and I put in some onions and I put in some carrots, so there's more carrots than onions. So Tzeinu Ben Yomai fleshigs, and I want to eat it with milchigs. Well, Tzeinu Ben Yomai, could you have it? It's mutter to eat with milchigs. Rive is carrots, so it depends how much of a mixture it is. But if it's just, if the onions really are staying distinct and separate, it's big pieces of onion, so they're absorbing directly from the fleshing of flavor, they're going to be fleshings. Your carrots are going to be milchig, or not milchig, your carrots are going to be bidyavid power if you eat it with milchigs. But the
when it's actually rive, what is the rive doing?
Well, the thing is, with the first one, the concept that we're saying double carve has the power to freshen a stale flavor. And double carve has the power to take out the primary flavor, which is in the cleat.
And when it's rive, it's not pshat, it doesn't taste. In a kugel, you can still taste the onions, and it's not rive.
But that kayak that it has
doesn't have
the kayak to do it when it's mixed with other things. That's the more over there. It's mixed together with the vash. So the vash is weakening the kayak of this spice, which has the kayak of the record to absorb the tam and freshen it. But the vash is this, simultaneously is weakening that kayak and doesn't allow it to do it. Okay. So tomorrow what I want to do is I want to go back to eggs.